Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the option.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians. 720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra. All you do, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, the floods have killed at least 603 Nigerians. That's according to the Humanitarian Affairs Ministry. 1.3 million Nigerians have been displaced. 82,000 houses have been destroyed, while 121,000 have been partially damaged. 332,000 hectares of farmland are now underwater. This flooding is doing serious damage. Welcome to the show. If this is your first time, you are here alongside 1 million Lagosians. They cannot be wrong. Thank you for listening to Hard Facts. Let's talk about the flooding in many states. Then let's talk about government's efforts to mitigate the flood's effects. And then let's talk about allegations of immigration officials extorting young Nigerian travelers. On Checkpoint today, Chukwudi will be here talking to you about something happening in your community. And on the big hard fact, let's talk about Nigeria's gorillas. I know. We have less than 100 gorillas left. We're going to talk to Wild Aid, who are leading efforts to preserve our gorillas. To happen at 5 o'clock today. Don't miss it. As usual, we'll have news updates for you at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's big weekend. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. These are your hard facts.
The big weekend.
How are the federal and state governments handling the humanitarian crisis from the flood? Is the Nigerian government protecting Nigerian travelers at home and abroad? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk. Flood waters are still devastating the country. 33 states plus the FCT have now been affected. Over 600 Nigerians are dead and about 1.5 million have been displaced. If you are watching our live stream at the moment, I'm showing you footage after footage, pictures after pictures of the devastation that this flood is causing in multiple parts of the country. On Saturday, I hosted Nigeria Info's Twitter space. We call it Nigeria Info Hot Takes. By the way, if you've never listened on Twitter, I recommend that you do. It happens every Saturday at 6 p.m. And I interviewed people on Saturday when I did the Hot Takes, when I hosted Hot Takes on Twitter. I interviewed people from different states about how the flood is affecting their communities. I had someone from Anambra, someone from Bayelsa. It was so heartbreaking. I also had someone from Rivers. It was so heartbreaking. Bayelsa is one of the worst hit states, and Bayelsa, of course, you know, Bayelsa is at the center of the Niger Delta, right? So they get the largest amount of water flowing from the River Niger into the ocean. And that's why when the Niger or the Benue flood this much, Bayelsa gets submerged. The Yenagoa Amasoma Road has cut in half. whole pieces of it have washed away. That road was built by the Alamasia administration around 2006, I think. And before that, Amasoma was only reachable by boat. In fact, every local government in Bayelsa is now cut off from Yenagoa by road. And Bayelsa as a whole is cut off from River State because the east-west road is flooded. The last time that this thing happened was in 2012. I was in Bayelsa at the time. I was working in Bayelsa at the time. And I remember that I couldn't travel to Port Harcourt for months. According to the Bayelsa state government, 700,000 Bayelsans have been displaced from 300 communities in 5 out of 8 local government areas. This is a disaster on our hands. Neighboring River State has also been ravaged. We've seen scary footage from places like Ahoda, like Omoko. Those are the areas that are very close to Bayelsa, you know. So the flood is also ravaging those communities. Governor Yesunwike says that he's releasing 1 billion naira for flood relief. In Bayelsa, they also claim that they're releasing some money for flood relief. Kogi State is another of the worst hit states. Because remember that Kogi is the confluence state. It's where the rivers Niger and Benue meet at Lokoja. You know that, right? That's why the situation with the Lagdo Dam in Cameroon has affected them very badly. Most roads in and out of Lokoja are flooded. It's even affecting access to Abuja by road. Houses and farmlands have been swept away. People have been swept away. It's a serious crisis. So that's just a brief look at some of the states affected by the floods right now. I want us to focus on that for a bit. We're going to talk about government interventions down the line before 4 o'clock. But right now, let's sit with the cost of all of this, the impact. I'm sure a lot of you have relatives or you have friends, you know, in states that are affected by the flood waters. What are they telling you? Do you have family members who are affected by this thing? Are you affected by this thing? Because I'm sure we have listeners from all over the country, including Bayelsa, Kogi, and such other places. Taraba, Nasarawa. How is this flood affecting your life right now and your business? For those of you who are in the food business, food is about to get really expensive to buy. Because again, lots of farmlands are underwater. For you and I, who are just talking about this, well, we're going to have to buy the food. Food is already expensive as is. You now add flooding to the equation and we're in trouble. Transportation costs have gone up for those supplying goods to the affected states or receiving supplies from the affected states. Power has gone out in many of those places. Yes, you know, power is epileptic anyway, but it's gotten even worse. And it's affecting farmers badly. So talk to me about this flood, Lagos, 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Those of you who are abroad, please join the conversation. Call us over Skype. Our Skype ID is Nigeria Info FM. And of course, we have got... WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Now, for our regular callers, I really loved what happened on Thursday. So I'm going to give you a chance to call in, like, you know, just once on the show so that we can hear from, like, new people. I love hearing the opinions of those who are tuning in for the first time, those who have been trying to call in for years. If it's very easy for you to call in, I know it's not fair. I know it's not cool because, you know, you just want to share your thoughts as well. But, you know, just do it the one time. You know, you just call in once on the show or, you know, on the story you want to talk about, on the conversation you want to have with us. That way we can talk to as many people as possible. Let's try that, please. It's beg that I'm begging you. I'm begging you the way Chris begs everybody. Eh? Please, don't be annoyed. Don't be offended. Okay, let's see who we've got there. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good to have you on the show, sir.
Hey. After how many years?
How many years has this been?
To be very honest with you, I always lie because I have tried selling more weight.
Oh.
It is what Sherry told us this morning, that the phone numbers that I incorporated, that you can call me. So I now call 012-7739. That is how I got it.
Ah, I'm glad. Yes, please, that's how it is.
Please tell people that this one is, you know, I'm telling them secret. Let them not call 0700. They will never go through. Except people like Friday. I know all of them. Anyway, let me go straight to the phone.
Welcome.
This is like Joseph's dream. There's going to be farming for 3 years in Nigeria. We should start preparing for it now. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. He says this is like Joseph's dream. Of course, he's basing that, you know, on the handwriting on the wall. Because even before this flooding, we've been hearing that we're about to have a food crisis as a nation. Now you add the flooding to that equation and your guess is as good as mine. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, I think we're on the line.
Welcome, Aigbe.
Yeah, the deed has been done as regards to the disaster. But the people responsible for that, can they be brought to book? That's another area where we don't have the disciplinary action taking place, where one has gone wrong. So the other person will call and say, after all, the other people, they didn't arrest them, they didn't do anything. Let me do my own and go away. That is why the corruption is increasing. So we should map out, bring out those that are responsible and giving money to dig down. And what is the money? For instance, the money for, is it what they call it? The one the Dare carried to abroad before Obasanjo arrested him. The Ecole something?
Okay.
Yeah, the Ecoletrap money.
Okay.
That is to prevent disaster in the state. He carried it to abroad. Now he is still alive, ready in living where. And that money was not reported. So where is the law? So, and apart from that, where is the Ministry of Works and Construction? Before they build the house, they're supposed to take the sketch or the map or to the Ministry of Works, the architect. So not the road or the exact place they want to build the house. That's how they do it in those days. Anybody cannot just say, I bought a land, then I will just build. They say, no, this is a road concerning this township. This they never do. They are always in the office doing nothing. So how do we not develop now? Can I, who is a novice as regards to construction or architect or a town planner? Am I a town planner? Am I employed? They are giving money to go about and to restructure the town, to restructure an undeveloped area and to map out the streets so that they will know how to follow it. This is not done. I was in Ibadan the other day. You see how they build the houses there? Along the road, when they are constructing the road, the road will end up in another man house. They will corner the road. Is that the way to do town planning? Just ordinary badazi here. You know, so we just employ people. They don't give account of their earning.
Sorry.
Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening.
So if truly they are working well, every month they're supposed to give account of what they have done.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Ms. Zaibe. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Emmanuel from Aja.
Welcome, Emmanuel from Aja.
Thank you very much. You see, let me tell you one thing. ABC government came out and told us that 600 is 1 million something to can do. Even after this APC government, they don't have anything to offer to Nigeria. All these people that are giving us now, what is the solution? They should tell us the solution. Not to come and tell us that 600, this one, this place. So please, talk to them. That you keep quiet in 2023, please. In February next year.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello. Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Sandra, my name is James.
Hi, James. Welcome.
I'm calling from Yamapaja.
Good to have you on the show.
What I want to talk about is the story about the immigration of the state.
Okay.
The most of all the officer and the officials, they are very, very corrupt in that system.
Okay.
So when you imagine that I get that from my passport, that passport around February. I have not collected the passport till now.
February this year? February this year?
You said what?
February this year?
February this year, February 22.
And you've not collected it till now?
I have not collected it till now.
Wow.
Even though, you know that the normal passport, when you went to their site, is around 27,000 to 30,000. I didn't pay that 20,000 to. I even paid 45,000 naira. Even though if they are going to collect any go money like that, 3 years I have not collected my deal.
What's the reason? What's the reason? Have they told you?
No, the reason they are giving me is that they say their former boss has left the office, that there is another new orga that is in the office now. That one will need to collect his own money or something like that.
Which passport office is this happening at?
At FESTAC, yes. FESTAC.
What's the name of the people who are saying this to you?
You know, even though the person that is helping me to do the passport is my church member.
A church member can be scamming you because it sounds ridiculous that he will say, "Oh, because our guy is not around, you have to settle the new orga." That's just extortion.
That is what we are going through in Nigeria.
What's the name of the person? What's the name of the person?
I don't want to, because of security issues. Don't let me. I can just. I know that I can. I can forward my passport number, sir. My code number to your WhatsApp
to
number.
You want me to do that? All right, James, thank you very much for calling us. The thing about these things, you see something, you say something. If you don't say something, it will continue. You know, so what's the name of the person? What passport office? Which or guy is this that is asking for settlement? Because February till now is not choice. Ha. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What's your name?
My name is Rose from Alimosho.
Welcome, Rose from Alimosho.
Yes. I want to say my mind about all that is happening in Nigeria.
Okay.
I am not very happy at all because of the situation of my country that I grew up in. I joined this government because they say government doesn't change. When I was young, I enjoyed all the government Modobundu. But now, what we are seeing now is full rubbish. Everybody is suffering. So I feel so bad. You know, I don't know what to say again, Sandra.
Mm.
All this flooding and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the word of God says, any king that is good in his own time, the name will not finish. Those that are even bad in their own time, their name will not finish. I would have said it in Yoruba, but you don't understand Yoruba. Everything these people are doing to this country as a nation, their name will not finish. Their grandchildren will come and eat this out of what they have turned the Nigeria people into.
Thank you so much, Pam, for calling us. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp. Here is this one. This person sharing footage from Yenagoa with me. Fred sharing footage from Yenagoa. Fred says, my problem with how state government is managing this thing is that the governor is not pushing state agencies to wake up to responsibility. As at today, there are no official social media handles that residents can communicate. No emergency numbers have been released to help with properly letting people know the government's plans and getting proper feedback. Rumor has it fuel has gone as high high as 700 naira per liter in some filling stations in Yenagoa. Yes, I've heard those rumors as well. We've got a message here from Francis. Francis is in Ojo. Francis says, you see this flood disaster, we should blame and hold the federal government. Because when the Cameroonian government asked the federal government to collaborate with them, the Nigerian government should also construct a dam. Whenever they open their own dam, it will just flow into our constructed dam. The federal government didn't do it. So the flood disasters have now happened. My own village in Abondokwa, that is in local government, in a local government in Delta State, they are totally displaced at the moment. Francis, I'm really sorry that your community in Delta State is dealing with this. Really terrible stuff. Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, I will tell you what the government is doing. Because like I said, you have a government trying its best. Is their best good enough? We'll talk about interventions when we come back. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Still to come, we've got a young woman who says that immigration officers extorted her because she was trying to go to Dubai and she is under 40. What's that about? Has it happened to you? Do you know someone it's happened to? I know quite a number of people who listen to this show. Businesswomen and businessmen often going to Dubai to buy things that they're going to sell to their customers here. Are you under 40? Have you had the same experience? Don't go away, Lagos.
It's new and it's for you. We'll bring to you another update on how to win 5,000 Naira. Listen to all our shows Monday, Wednesday and Thursday. Participate in any of the games and stand a chance to win 5,000 Naira. On Monday, it's 5 in 7, where you get to list 5 things that start with a random alphabet in just 7 seconds. On Wednesday, it's one shot. We give you questions on basic statistics from around the world and you attempt the question in just one shot. And Thursday, it's time for Previously On. You get to answer questions from the previous show. It's a total package with different variety. Don't say there's no fun in listening. For more details, visit our social media pages. Coming to you only on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Lagos, let's talk.
You don't start this your waka waka, Abi.
Good evening, Uncle.
Pa, don't call me that. Huh? Which kind of leg you want carry come so?
No vex. No be anyhow waka waka. Na the night show I dey go.
Eh? So me no reach to follow you go this night show? Well, wait oh. Which kind show be that?
Na the night show. It dey happen for Wazobia TV and Wazobia Max TV with Nedu and Petit every Wednesday by 8 p.m.
I beg you, no carry this grandma come give me. Today, na me and you go do this waka.
The night show. Showing Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on Wazobia TV and Wazobia Max TV, UHF 57 Lagos, DSTV channel 259, GoTV 98, Star Times 195, and Free TV 744. Sponsored by Number.
Mall of Fame Nigeria presents Future Kids Competition and Awards 2022. Submit a creative and innovative advert video or skit about your school and country and win big at the Future Kids Oscar Awards, the first children's Oscars ever. To participate, go to www.malloffamenigeria.com.ng or call 090-614-8506. Competition is open to preschool, primary and secondary school. Proceeds from the Oscar Awards will support Autism Foundation. And remember, be epic.
The number one talk station of Lagos is closer to you than ever.
Join the conversation online or on the go.
Be part of the Info family on our user-friendly mobile app and website for a better and improved listening experience.
Download the app from Google Play Store and App Store.
With super efficient and clean audio quality.
Welcome to NigeriaInfo.fm.
Watch us live on YouTube and Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter at NigeriaInfo.fm.
And Instagram at NigeriaInfo.fm Lagos.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Nigeria Info.
Line, Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 3:30. Let's talk about government interventions. The federal government is trying to provide food for those who have been displaced by the flooding all over Nigeria. President Buhari ordered the Strategic Grain Reserve to release 12,000 metric tons of food to NEMA. Now, of course, we need to follow up on how soon that food will be released and how NEMA will distribute it, because we don't want another situation with palliatives hoarded in warehouses or getting shared as souvenirs at the birthday parties of politicians. So we're going to have to close mark these people with this particular one. But the federal government is also blaming the state governments. They're saying that the state governments are not pulling their weight. The federal government insists that they warned the state governments in time that this year's flooding would be terrible. They also claim that they told them what to do. They told them to evacuate people from high-risk areas, set up camps on high ground for them, stockpile food and medicine for them. They say that the states and the community leaders did not take these warnings seriously. And if you remember, last week, Monday, when I first talked about the flooding with you, I told you that NEMA had done this thing as far back as September 20th. So far, not a single state government has denied what the federal government is saying. President Buhari is also blaming poor construction practices for the flooding. He says that Nigerians are building on natural waterways. And I want to know if you agree that this is a major reason. Do you think that this is a major reason? Do you think that this is why even rural areas are getting flooded? 0700-993-993-993. That's our number. President Buhari is also, what's the word I'm looking for, saying that, well, his government is doing all they can at the federal level to provide relief for those that this thing has affected. Meanwhile, the Bayelsa State government, Joy Adiri, is asking the president to declare a state of emergency in every affected state. For his part, Doye is organizing relief materials to the affected areas, which is basically his entire state. He's getting the police, the navy, the army, other security outfits to make sure that the materials are not hijacked. I told you earlier that the River State government is releasing 1 billion naira flood relief, but we don't have details yet on how that money will be used. Who else is doing something? In Delta State, yes, Delta State, the government has set up relief camps for the displaced. So far, 4,700 people have come to these camps. Governor Okowa has ordered all political appointees to return to their home local government areas, you know, to coordinate relief and rescue efforts. In Imo State, the government is providing relief materials at a camp in the Oguta area. They're giving food, blankets, pillows, things like that. We haven't heard word from Soludo in Anambra, even though Anambra is also one of the worst hit ones, by this flood. So that's some of what the government is doing to solve the current flood crisis. Are there other interventions that you are hearing about? Did I miss anyone? Did I, you know, skip anybody? Tell me. What do you think about these ones? Call me on 01465-7190. That's for women. 01465-7190. That's women. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
This is Joy Collins.
Joy, welcome.
Let us stop releasing all those things and do the needful. They know this flood always come every year. Failure in all seats of power. This one is a failure. We blame the other failure. That is what is bringing all this thing in this country. If there is no food, let them open border. Food will come in for this time now. How much is rice now? Between 1 week or close to 2 weeks, they increase bag of rice with 2,000 naira. How would they want the people to eat? Let them open border. They don't do the needful. Every time they will be releasing money. For what? Let them come together and fix that thing so that the thing will not be pouring every year and sacrificing people for nothing. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joy, for calling. We've got Joseph on the line.
Yeah,
hi, Joseph.
How do you mention of any proper effort?
Joseph, you were talking to the call screener. You're live on air now, so you have to start afresh. What are you saying?
Okay. Mm. I said, I'm asking a question.
Mm.
I said before now that this issue has happened in Anambra during Peter Obi, even during Obiano, even in Benue State, it has been happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask, what has been the federal concern? What effort have they made apart from food? Because this time we had food.
Mm.
What effort are they making? Like, if you come to... In Ibeji Lake, there is this canal that has been covered. People have built on top of the canal.
Mm.
And all those town planners, they will come there, they collect money, and they will go.
Mm.
So it's very common here in Ibeji Lake. So what is federal government, what is state government doing in order to stop it?
Mm.
That is my question.
All right. Thank you so much. There's still no talk about building that dam. Building that dam will, of course, save us a lot of this grief that we're currently experiencing. Happiness is on the line. Hi, Happiness.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm very well.
Yes, Sandra. This is Patpachoko. We don't want Patpachoko. They should fix our dam. They should fix it. No relief material. They should fix the dam. That is what we want as a nation.
Okay.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much, Happiness, for calling us. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. Hello. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Chinenye,
welcome.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that this natural disaster that used to occur every year, it's not that our government does not know. They are aware. But most often, we the people, we are the cause of our problem. When rare for you see some people carrying their debris, pouring it in the gutter.
Hmm.
So it will go and block the waterways. And the waterbed, increase the volume of the waterbed, thereby making the water to submerge outside the environs.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that people should know how to as in their waste, they should know how to deal with them.
Okay.
How to throw it inside the gutter.
Okay.
And it's affecting us, it's coming back. Whatever you give to nature will give it back.
We'll give it back to you.
And secondly, all this, the money that they disbursed for relief materials, most of them are scams. Our government, it's not that they don't know that it's coming. They were interested on that money so that they use it to scam the federal government. They're putting it in their own pocket in the name of relief materials.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chinewa, for calling. We've got Obioma joining us from the U.S. Obioma, hi.
I'm good, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
There's no doubt this flood is as a result of leadership failure over the years from all aspects of leadership. And if I may ask, Sandra, this flood, he enter only APC house and PDP house. She be like every Nigeria house he enter.
Right.
So Nigeria should wake up and elect a good leader who should think beyond now, who should have planned over the years. Do the needful, build dams, drainages, canals. I mean, we're even lucky if half of the hurricane we got here comes to Africa.
Hmm.
And by the way, from African coast, they just choose to move to Western world. Before Iona ravaged Florida last month, we've got warning for over 3 weeks. People were preparing, government, we are doing everything.
Right.
You sneak up. That's how to plan. That's how to save life. That's how to, not this palliative, you know, running high test skater once it happens. You know it's going to happen. You still don't do nothing. Nigeria should wake up and put politics aside and let good leaders at all level who could change things. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bioma, for calling. It's interesting that he talked about, you know, what happens in other parts of the world when they're about to have a disaster, like a natural disaster happen. I think the gods, all the gods, you know, whichever ones you believe in, I think they just said, you know what, these people cannot handle, you know, for Christians, their Bible says that God will not give you what you cannot handle, Abi. So I think that all the gods just looked at Nigeria and said, look, these people are dealing with enough already. They can't afford to deal with like natural disasters like a hurricane or things like that. People go finish, and we need people to be here. So let's just give them small ones, you know, just to test their resilience, test their ability to plan. But even that test, we don't seem to be doing very well at. Now, let me tell you the story of this woman who is accusing immigration officers of extorting her. She says it happened at the international airport in Ikeja. She tweeted about her experience this weekend. According to her, she was traveling to Dubai. While on the immigration queue here in Lagos, immigration officers called her aside. They checked her age. They saw that she was under 40. They now asked her if she didn't know that Dubai does not want Nigerians under 40 traveling without family. She showed them her visa. At that point, the officer in charge allegedly told her that he wouldn't stamp her passport for exit unless she drops something, that she should go and meet the ogre. According to her, she wasn't the only one where she went to go and meet the ogre to find out why they're not stamping her passport. There were other young people ahead of her also being told the same thing, also begging the ogre, I beg, help me. They were now negotiating with the officials. Eventually, they allegedly took 10,000 naira from her by transfer. In her tweets, she showed the screenshot of the payment. She also showed a picture of the ogre, the officer in charge. And I want us to talk about this matter. Immigration has said that they are looking into it, that they're investigating, and they're going to fish out, you know, the people who are doing this. We've heard from Nigerians traveling to Dubai that the officials there are discriminating against Nigerians under 40 traveling alone. We've talked about how some Nigerians are criticizing the Nigerian government for not doing enough to protect some Nigerian citizens, you know, who want to travel. You know, or put pressure on the Dubai government to treat them better. We've talked about all of that, you know. So, for example, you see what's happening in India. You see how the Indian government warned the life of the UK government about any attempt to reduce the student visas that they get. But now you have a situation in Nigeria where not only is the Nigerian government not criticizing Dubai, we're now hearing about government officials allegedly extorting young Nigerians. They're allegedly using the Dubai situation as a way to open office on their own citizens. What do you think about this? And you can still talk to me about the flooding. You can talk to me about what you think about the government intervention so far. And definitely talk to me about this immigration story. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, hi, this is Alex.
Alex, welcome.
Yeah, Sandra, you see, if we look at this thing a lot more scientifically, you see, there are things we call extreme weather conditions, which will continue to increase as climate change continues to happen.
Right.
Right? I always talk about this Council of Economic Advisors that Nigeria should have that advise the executive, right? You see how flippantly the president has come to tell Nigerians now that, oh, it's about houses that are being built in wrong places and all that. The volume of water we're talking about is not about houses being built. It's not even, with due respect to one of the callers, it's not even about dumping of refuse. This is a deluge. Do you get what you're saying? You're talking about a dam releasing water.
Yeah.
There is something that we should have done on our own path too. So this is not about the dumping of refuse one or two or the building of houses along what the, is he talking about the grazing routes again?
Yeah.
You see, it could easily have fallen back to the advice and the dossiers of the Council of Economic Advisors that, you see, we need to have a corporate approach to running government. We haven't started running government as a with a corporate approach. What we have are individual contractors who are hustlers. You know, they're just struggling to pick up money. Even the FEMA people, I mean the relief people, are prepping themselves as well.
for grabbing relief materials too, for personal use. I'm being preemptive, you know, but this is the experience that we have had, Sandra. You see, I pray that we somehow get it right. I don't agree about the issue of the gods. The gods, see, things are going to change. At least we are alive to see it now. It's not going to get so much better if we don't respond as the climate is changing.
Succinctly put by Alex there. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Baya on the line. Hi, Baya.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
How are you?
Yeah, fine. Okay, I quickly want to comment on that, the disaster, the flood. Okay? Honestly, the government, they have not really done well. They have not done enough concerning, in terms of disaster management. You know, by now, me, I've expected, you know, them to have declared a kind of, you know, emergency by now. Because, I mean, look at a lot of states, the livelihood that are involved, you know, in this kind of disaster. We know of about the one in Kogi State about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Look at the one happening in Baeza, Delta, Imo. As I'm talking to you now, I have one of my feku trapped along that route. Me, I even thought that maybe the driver or something worse has even happened to the drivers and things like, because we could not get them, you know, since last Saturday now. Only the guy just called me briefly that I have to go far, far, far somewhere, you know, to reach me, because, you know, everybody has been apprehensive and things like that. You know, that's just about me. But we have a lot of people. Look at the children. Look at, I mean, look at families. Look at, I mean, we have instances of, I mean, people sleeping at the night only for them to wake up in the swamps. I mean, and yet campaigns are going, a lot of things are going as if nothing is happening. You know, to me, this is how it starts. It's everything is interwoven. As in, we misplace priority over here, and that goes to immigration or whatever that you are talking about. Since we don't give ourselves adequate and sufficient, recognitions the right to life. So definitely other people will treat us the way we like. Thank you
Bayo, always a pleasure to hear from Bayo. 99.3,
hello,
good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir? All right, sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Good afternoon, hello. I'm sorry. Give us a call back if you can. If you just tuned in, hello to you. Good afternoon. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're talking about the floods affecting so many states across Nigeria. We're talking about government's efforts to mitigate the floods effect. I told you about all the money being released, all the food being released. So, for instance, you have the federal government, President Buhari at least, ordering the strategic grain reserve to release 12,000 metric tons of food to NEMA. You have the president also, well, you have the governor of Bayelsa State releasing money, releasing food. You have the River State government releasing 1 billion naira. You have the Delta State government also setting up, what's the word I'm looking for now, camps, relief camps to help those who have been displaced. Like I said, when I started this story, we're looking at tons. 1.5 million people displaced, 1.3 million Nigerians who have been displaced. We're looking at 82,000 houses that have been destroyed. We're looking at 121,000 that have been partially damaged. We're looking at 332 hectares of farmland that are now underwater. We have 603 Nigerians who have been killed. And this is data coming from the Humanitarian Affairs Ministry. It is a crisis on our hands. It really is. It really, really is. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello. Hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Your special advisor on Juju Matters.
Malik, welcome.
Malik, yes, Sandra. Sandra, I don't read. In a way, they read. They want to release money. How many people will get that money? Sandra will look for easy way to steal money from government. And they know that. Sandra, what are the people call again that are in charge of, I can't remember, those in charge of allocating lands and coding, know that
in some certain areas are not meant to build in that place. Yet they go there to collect tax and collect other levies.
Mm.
Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
And the government, because of democracy that is giving us in trouble, we still allow them to leave. Look at water submerging house to the roof. Do you think that made for people to stay?
Mm.
For the dam now, you hear government will budget 3.2 trillion to build a dam. Because everything is corruption and fraud. The time we tell ourselves the truth, the better for us, Sandra. You don't read though, palliative, 2 bags of rice, 10,000.
Malik, thank you very much for calling. It was a pleasure to hear from you. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, fine. I regard to the immigration.
No,
of,
now, you just called. Remember, I said regular callers, you get just one chance. Let's hear from new people. 99.3, hello.
Thank you.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Chi Baby.
Welcome, Chi Baby.
Sandra, what I'm looking at the picture of next year.
Next
how
year?
How it's going to be.
Okay.
We have been suffering for food scarcity in this country, and this one come again. If the video that I saw,
Chi Baby?
Water, and the food crops, most of them have not harvested their crops.
Yeah.
Even those ones that harvested, all of them. So what are we going to eat next year?
That's a good question.
That's my concern, yeah.
It's a good question. It's a great concern. It's a concern that should be on all our minds. It's a concern we should all share because food is about to get very, very expensive. We've got a message here that says, Sandra, do you know one of the major local governments in Yenagoa really surrounded by water is not so badly affected? I've not heard any situation from Brass. Sandra, you know how Yenagoa is. Did you even see one single drainage in that city? Man, that city, yeah. It's a miracle they're not washed away every time there's a little rain. But this person also says, the private corporation should also step in and support in this emergency situation. Yes, they have super headquarters and super subsidiary headquarters, but major customers are in these affected states. A corporate social responsibility, let them do something to help people in affected states. That's Fred with that message on WhatsApp. My concern is, why are people still traveling to affected areas? There needs to be some measure in place to advise people about the dangers trying to reach affected flood areas to prevent loss of lives. Some transport companies might double fees and say, you know, say road, no day. There should be some kind of measure in place. When I go on YouTube and I see how these dams work in relation to power generation, I just feel sad that this would have been a wonderful opportunity for areas experiencing this flood to enjoy the best power generation if we had the infrastructure in place. Let's even chip in this 2023 appropriation bill that they just submitted to the National Assembly. I can almost bet that despite this flood that has been happening on a regular every year, I can almost bet that whoever drew up the budget didn't consider disaster management inside of it. Just like how COVID came like a shock despite warnings every time. Well, we've got the Humanitarian Affairs agency or ministry, and part of their brief is to plan for these kinds of disasters, you know. So I haven't looked at the budget myself, to be honest, so I don't have an idea what the line items are in terms of disaster relief. But since we have a Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs, I think it will only be logical for a fund like that to exist. We've got a message here from Thomas Amoni Oladimeji in Ikorodu, who says 1976 to 79 Obasanjo, 79 to 83 Shagari, 84 to 85 Buhari, 85 to 93 Babangida, 93 to 97 Abacha, 97 to 99 Abdul Salam, 99 to 2007 Obasanjo, 2007 2010 Yaradua, 2010 to 2015 Goodluck, 2015 to 2023 Buhari. Why is it that none of the above presidents thought it wise to mitigate against this disaster? Thomas, that's a great question, and I feel like you listened when we talked about this on Monday. I had that same question myself. It's been 42 years since we got into this agreement with Cameroon in 1980. Till date, no dams. We'll take a break. When we come back, I will continue to take messages from social media. You're listening to The Big Three on Hard Facts. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
9.3 Nigeria Info.
And tell people, are you added weight? Why are you losing weight?
Yeah.
Eating? No, it's not your business.
That money, the pass is good. And finally,
should be patient and pray to God that God is going to answer her prayer.
Please, this is not all about prayer. It's not like everything is not prayer. That is Nigerian mentality. It's about finding happiness in your home. You pray.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
The Lagos Cocktail Festival is back. Do you love cocktails? Would you like to sample free cocktails, network, and have fun? Enjoy cocktail offers Thursday 20th and Friday 21st October at the Cocktail Village, Balmoral Convention Center, Federal Palace Hotel, Victoria Island, from 3 p.m. and across all registered bars in Lagos. Buy your wristbands online on www.lagoscocktail.com. For further inquiries, call 0903-970-2993. This event is supported by MasterCard, Lagos State Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture, Sterling Bank, Eventy Cocktails, Balmoral Events, Martel, Ceruz, Star Radler, Desperados, Absolute Vodka,
Payaza, Campari,
Beefeater Gin, Omega Tequila, Ballantine's, Nestle Water, My Mini Bar, The Singleton, Johnny Walker, Captain Morgan, Gordon's, Morning, Vulcan Tequila, Whispering Angels, Terrazas,
Cool FM and Nigeria Info FM.
If you get business, now rent money business loan show pass. You no go pay any money for the first 4 weeks. And once you clear the balance, your next loan fee reach 99% more money with interest rate way better pass. Just enter internet, type rentmoney.com or call 0700-5500. Need money? Rent money.
When person supposed to chop, which kind of food? They say no test before you marry.
I go test. Even the day of my wedding, I go test before I go church. They just won't keep eating.
No, I don't want to say about this section of the kitchen.
I will test before I buy.
Even if you say I will test too. Test and test and test and test again.
Full
cost meal, you want
check.
This one, I read Better Talk.
Join us, Talk Better Talk, every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday for 7 p.m. on Top Wazobia TV and Wazobia Max TV, UHF 57, DSTV 259, GoTV 98, and Star Times 195. The number one talk station of Lagos is closer to you than ever.
Join the conversation online or on the go.
Part of the Info family on our user-friendly mobile app and website for a better and improved listening experience.
Download the app from Google Play Store and App Store.
With super efficient and clean audio quality.
Log on to NigeriaInfo.fm.
Watch us live on YouTube and Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter at NigeriaInfoFM.
And Instagram at NigeriaInfoFM Lagos.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk. Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
Duncan from Ijegun on WhatsApp says, Sandra, I'm a living witness to the warning issued by the federal government, which was aired on the news from our very dear Nigeria Info earlier in the year on the imminent occurrence of this flood. We can blame the APC government all we want, but it still remains that the states and regional governments and the people themselves are not looking inwards. They're not looking deeply enough at preferring solutions to this problem. Duncan, thank you for your message. We've got a message from Ugo in Surulere. Ugo says, Dear Sandra, is there an irredeemable problem with Nigerians in position of service? This extortion at the airport is a disgrace and a colossal embarrassment. These guys create inefficient systems to promote corruption, and it's so sad. No one will get punished, and I don't even know why we need these guys at the airport. Ugo from Surulere with that message. We've got a message here. You didn't leave your name, but you said that immigration officers are something else in Nigeria. They are God on their own. The level of corruption in that place is even more than federal government's own. One of my big sisters missed her flight to South Africa in 2014 because of immigration.